The last time we spoke, Lewis, you were and I can't remember the name of the concerts, but they were for autism.
Yeah, Azure Family Concerts.
Okay. How did that all end up going?
It's been going really well. Actually, this Saturday is the start of our second season of these concerts, and they've been going so well. Wonderful audiences. We've had great feedback and response from the community. And about a year ago, we were doing our online campaign to raise money to do two seasons of Azure Family Concerts, and we succeeded, and it's been going so well.
We still have tickets available for October 15th at 3 p.m., and they're free.
Well, that just points out how busy you guys are, because the event we're talking about today is happening on the 14th, right?
Yes, we stack ourselves pretty full, I would say.
With your mission statement, or at least as I understand it when you got started, how do we mix music and take it to as an educational piece? How do we do concerts? Then you reach out to certain parts of young people, certain populations like autistic kids. But now the other thing you're doing this weekend is music that was written for a silent film that's a pretty bizarre story, you know?
Yeah.
Yes.
And music written by Stephen Putzman, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which a lot of our audience will know him as a pianist.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Don't recognize his jazz and pop soirees,
sure,
and other stuff that he's written. So how did this come up?
Well, we have quite the connection with Steve Putzman. He's actually who founded the original Azure Family Concerts in California. And when we were up there studying with the St. Lawrence String Quartet, that's how we met. We got to play on one of his Azure shows. We were so excited about it that we wanted to bring it out here, and he was in full support of us. He came out here to do our pilot performance with us. But backtracking even before that, another year when we were studying with the St. Lawrence up at Stanford, they gave a faculty performance where he had written a score to be played live with the Buster Keaton film Sherlock Jr. And I remember the four of us sitting in the auditorium in complete awe of what was happening. The music was amazing. How it was timed with the film was incredible. And we just looked at each other and were like, we need to do something like this someday. Mm-hmm. So years passed and we met Steve, and somehow this came up in conversation. I think I said something to the effect of, oh my gosh, I remember this piece that you wrote. It was so amazing. We want to do something like that. He's like, well, I actually wrote a score for a string quartet to this old silent horror film. And we're like, what? And just with a couple emails, he sent us the score, and we've been rehearsing, and we're really excited about it.
What took him into silent film? Do you know?
I think Steve is just continually looking for new avenues in his composition. I mean, if for anyone who's familiar with him, or even if you just go to his website, the breadth of what he has done for many instruments in different combinations and different styles is just amazing. And I only think he's getting started. I mean, I can only imagine what else will come out of his amazing brain.
So you also have a disclaimer, though, when you're talking about having this concert, because people are used to seeing you with concerts very often for younger people.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But this story is about a pretty creepy guy who has sleepwalking people, killing people for him, right?
Right. I think it was Roger Ebert that said this is the first horror film. Even though it's a silent film and it was filmed in 1920, I believe. Man, it's creepy. I think the suggestion of some of these darker topics can be scarier than our more modern version of
slasher.
yeah, that it's just showing everything. But it's actually remarkably beautiful what they've done with the film. It was recently restored, actually. So when you're watching it, it actually looks high definition silent film.
Yeah.
Pretty great.
Ah, the wonders of technology. But even then, and it seems like I remember either stills from, or maybe I saw the old dirty print, I don't know. But more than the action of the film, which when you grow up with sound movies, it's hard to sometimes to buy into the fright that's going on in the characters. The imagery in this thing is pretty creepy, though. Lighting,
yeah,
and shapes.
It's a true representation, I think, of German expressionism. Mm-hmm. I mean, visually, the colors, the light, the jagged lines, just even the sets that they're standing in front of are just so intricate and beautiful in kind of a grotesque way.
Yeah, and I was reading, actually, that the studio they filmed in didn't have a lot of access to electricity, which seems like something that you would need when making a film. So they actually painted some of the light onto the sets and the shadows to give the illusion of light. I thought that was just wild.
But you're doing this, much like the other concerts, as a series, right? This is...
Yeah, we do so many social projects that are not necessarily available to the public outside of the community that we're playing for. It was really important to us to start a series that could be open to anyone in the Valley who appreciates good music. And this year we decided to do it at Art Intersection in downtown Gilbert. Now that that area is such a hub of activity, and we've been really fortunate to forge that relationship with the gallery for these four concerts this season.
Tell me about the space.
It's so cool. And I have to admit, I just learned about it a few months ago as well. It's in the old Heritage Court building in downtown Gilbert. And as someone who's not from here, when I first moved here many years ago, I was like, where are all the old things? Right? Where are the old buildings? And so this building is really cool, has one of those old, huge, heavy freight elevators. And we think it's really appropriate.
So the net for you is you've got another partner now, right?
Yeah. We're really thrilled. And specifically with this program, we take this word intersection, and there's so much of that happening. We're playing at Art Intersection. You're intersecting music with visual art, but then we're taking this aspect of film. So it's just like this big conglomeration of so many different art forms in one. And that's where we geek out and really have fun. We're playing some other stuff on the concert, a little bit of Schubert, and then a little Halloween treat that our second violinist Heidi arranged. But the majority of the program centers around the film.
Again, my hat's off to you guys for all you're doing with, I'll just borrow the name, intersecting what you do with communities. I want to hear sometime about if you have kids coming, because so many kids know you guys, what their reaction is, if they gasp or scream out loud.
We'll let you know.
Yeah.
Continued success, and thanks for sitting down today.
Thank you for having us.
Much.